Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy holidays. Get a gift that says, "I love every moment that led us here." With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or jared.com/Levion for complete details.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass and Memphis beers, plus cocktail specials. Enjoy our small bites like Oysters of Love, house-smoked salmon deviled eggs, and dollar raw oysters. We also offer one of the city's largest bourbon lists. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments, but when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me up by a brick. I got bare buns on my wrist. Blow your cotton.
Hour number three, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Mike Norvell said, I'm assuming this was after practice today, that he wants Memphis, the entire city, to create a 12th man atmosphere. You know, like Seattle. Seattle has that. Obviously, it helped them to a dub last night, as well as their dance.
Yeah, they came on back, didn't they?
They sure did.
Well, Dalvin Cook got hurt too. I think he's okay though.
With the help of, I mean, it's a two horse race, right? I mean, Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson. I mean,
yeah, everybody seems to throw out that Lamar beat him.
Mm-hmm. I think it probably is Lamar because the last 3 weeks for Russell Wilson have been very pedestrian by his standards.
From a statistical standpoint.
Yeah, so it's probably going to just be Lamar, and that will be awesome. But anyway, Mike Norvell wants that at the game. Real quick,
He needs to get 50 plus now.
Well, that's where I'm going, because listen,
it's the right place to go.
I understand. Like, I honestly, like, I am not the guy to it used to be me in a past life, but I'm not that guy anymore to obsess over attendance at Memphis sporting events. What did they announce for the game last Friday?
Like 36,472. I'm right here. Because I'm a good team man. Right.
Yeah, 36,000
is low.
And
again, though, that's on a black, you know, it's on Friday, and I get it.
It is.
You know, some
it
people
is.
Are back working. Some people it don't is, have yes. a don't, or can't
weather
be
looks
off
good Saturday.
Day.
But man, I just got to tell you, that was it's all about how you look at it. Like, I know Hawkins thinks it was great. Like, Hawkins thinks that's a great turnout, and maybe that's the way it should be viewed. You know?
You're second in attendance in the AAC. Right. For perspective, UCF's leading it at 43,788 for average. You're at 39,784. For the season, so that's up.
Right,
it's up from last year when you averaged 30,178 over the seven games. Now, actual butts in seats last year was much less at 17. But you've after 3 years of going down, you've come up.
Yep,
you've stopped that at least.
Well,
and remember, you had 50. What was it for SMU? I want to tell you, 59 in there for SMU.
It was a Friday afternoon game, so you know what? We can maybe give out a pass. You know, Friday afternoon game. You know, people are back at work, so you know, maybe if it was a Saturday, maybe it's different, right? Maybe it's a complete sellout, Stone Cold sellout. But that's what this needs to be. That's what this should be. I mean, this is the biggest game your program's ever played.
If you can get 59,506 in there for SMU, this is the championship game. It's in your backyard. You've lost the previous 2 years. Close games when you had to go down to Orlando. Now you've got it here. Oresco's coming in here. I mean, now, you know, you're the – in terms of the Cotton Bowl, you're the darling. You're the conference's darling. Remember, this has been UCF for years to where when you played this game, you thought the conference had it in for you, right? You weren't even going to get the calls because why? Well, UCF was undefeated at one point, right? You figure the league wants to push them out there because that's the team with the best shot to win, right? To get as far to get to the New Year's Six Bowl,
absolutely.
All that stuff. So you're that team now. You know, the AAC is looking at you the same way because that scenario we were presenting in terms of if you win this game, if you're Cincinnati, a two-loss team, right? Are they going to get in ahead of Boise State? Who knows? As the conference champ, do you want to be in that situation if you're Oresco in the conference? No, you'd rather have your Memphis team, right? That if it wins, you know is in. You'd rather have it win. You're in that position now.
Yep.
So why would you not want to go out there when this looks to be everything's lined up to be your year? And so I say again, if you can get 59 out there for SMU, which set the conference record, did it not, John?
Yes, it did.
I'm sure you can crack 50, probably go well over 55 on a Saturday in a title game that everybody feels like this is the year to win it.
Well, because make no mistake about it, I mean, this is the biggest game your program has ever played. I mean, it just is.
Because of where you can go.
The next game, right, mm-hmm. Which if it's the Cotton Bowl, because of that. You know, but in this moment in time, take a picture.
It's the first conference title game you've hosted.
Exactly.
Come on.
And it could be the last time Mike Norvell is on the sidelines for your
that
program. For those reasons, I absolutely really, really do hope for a sellout. And I expect Memphis will deliver. I expect the city will come out for that. I think everybody – we did it for game day, right? People in Memphis, you know, whether you're a Tiger alum or whether you're just a Memphian that was supporting the program – you know, I think we all kind of we rose to the occasion there, and I suspect we'll do that again. And so I don't think attendance is going to be much of an issue.
Remember 2015 when you had Ole Miss in here and you had Navy, you had those big ones, right? Ole Miss had 60.
And I believe even Cincinnati that year had a pretty good attendance. I think they cracked 50 against Cincinnati.
That year they averaged Navy was 55. That year they averaged 43.8. It had to be the highest you've ever seen around here. Since then it's come down 37.3 in 2016, 36.3 in 2017, then last year 30,178 over the seven home games. To John's point, it feels like you've answered the call because, again, even in getting it back up to 39,000, you've gone back up. You've turned it back around. You're closer to the 43.
Yeah.
And, again, without you don't have the same number of marquee games. That Ole Miss team wasn't the same Ole Miss team you faced in 2015.
Yeah.
So to be at 39, right, when in 2015 you were at 43, that was the height of it, pretty good, and you'd like to see it sort of topped off with a nice 55,
absolutely,
nice 59, 60 out there this weekend. Put you over 40,000 for the season.
Yep.
In safe spot and second in the AAC in terms of attendance, home attendance for the year. It'd be a good spot to be in. To John's point, I like that you've answered the call this season.
No
you've
doubt.
Been there.
So that year,
I'd like to see a little better, but that's responding. That's being better than you were.
That 2015 year you're talking about, they had 45 grand for Cincinnati. In September.
It was 45.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't think they had another one over 50.
But that's pretty damn good, though. I mean,
it's 43,802 over the six home games this year. This year, right now, without Saturday's game in, which you're hoping again to get 55 more, at least 50 plus, you're at 39,784. So kind of back to close to those 2015 numbers again. With a team that, let's face it, has deserved to have those kind of crowds out there.
Yeah.
No question about it. First time you've won 11 games. First time in your history, you're hosting the conference championship. It's fantastic.
Exactly. And obviously, listen, there is a huge storyline attached to this game. I'm not even going to call it a cloud because for some of the points that we made earlier, you know, if you choose to be depressed by the coverage of Mike Norvell possibly being the coach at Florida State, that's a choice. That's a choice because I will choose to look at it from a different perspective.
And I think you're looking at it the right way. I like the way you laid it out.
I think one is you have to be happy for Mike Norvell that he, you know, Mike Norvell took a chance by taking this job. He turned down other head coaching jobs as one of the highest paid offensive coordinators in college football. He was picky back then. You know, he got offered the Tulsa job. He said no. You know, there were some other jobs that came by that he turned down. He took Memphis because he believed in Memphis, and he believed that Memphis could help him get to where he ultimately wanted to go. And he came to Memphis, and if it happens like this, it will have gone down that exact same way. And so you're happy for Mike, and you're happy for the program that they worked for each other, right? That they actually mutually benefited each other. Then you have to take solace in the fact that Mike coming to Memphis and doing what he did, it elevated the program. Justin Fuente elevated the program, and then Mike Norvell came in, and then he elevated the program even farther.
Yeah, that's important to say.
You know, like he took it a step further. And so now you've already shown everybody around the country that you can play for championships in this league. You've done it 3 years in a row. You've been in the conference championship game, so you can run your division. You can get talent because you got dudes in the NFL, and you're going to have more dudes in the NFL.
UCF can't even say three straight conference championship games.
Exactly.
Only a few can.
And you got an indoor facility coming that costs a lot of money to build. And you can pay. Mike Norvell makes $3 million. Now, I'm not saying the next guy's going to necessarily make $3 million, but the point is Memphis can pony up if it has to. So you throw all those things into a bag, and Memphis is one hell of an opportunity for a good coach. Not just anybody, but I think you can be – you're going to have a wider pool of candidates than you have ever had in your history.
Right.
And so why on earth – would you take this time to be depressed about that?
I can get the sort of rolling your eyes at, hey, there's a big game on Saturday. Let's not vet candidates yet.
Yep.
And there is a respect that I think that program, Mike, even if, you know, with the decision we think he faces, I think they've earned to that point that you don't go too far down that road. But again, we feel like it's going to happen quick.
Yeah, yep. It will happen quickly.
But if we're already dancing and vetting candidates and we're talking about, and John and I are talking about, the, you know, debating Ryan Silverfield or who's your outside?
I said Joe Brady. All right, and I regretted it immediately.
If we're going back and forth today on Joe Brady before, let's just face it, I like what John said, the biggest game in Memphis football history on Saturday, then I can get sort of the rolling of the eyes. Hey, I don't want to hear it. But again, this is reality.
And it is.
You've put yourself in this position.
It's part of the conversation.
And we're going to show that respect and not go too far down that road because there absolutely is a big game. But we're also going to face reality, too, that this is going to happen quickly. And very soon, as soon as Monday when we come back in here, we're going to be on that train probably, vetting candidates, doing that kind of stuff. But I see both sides of this. I can see people rolling their eyes talking about candidates already, man. You got Mike Norvell here for what's going to be the biggest game in history, and you're trying to win it to get to the Cotton Bowl. You don't want to think about that right now. But I also see the other side of it too, that, look, this is a reality that's going to happen. Mike's earned this spot, right? He's earned the right to be looked at like this, to be courted like this, and to have a decision on his plate like this. So that part I'm with John completely. We should all be happy for him, be excited about what's after that.
Right.
The opportunity to go out there and have the best pool of candidates that you've ever had that
absolutely
would want a Memphis job, and to have a nice little pool of inside house candidates too. So you're in a good spot. I'm not gonna go down the John road and call this thing coach proof because again,
I got carried away.
Nothing is 100%. That said, you have
Alabama's not coach proof, as we know.
You have to feel better, more confident about this than you did even at when Fuente left. Because again, when Fuente had done it, you didn't know if it could be done again. You didn't know if he could. You could take what he'd built right and build on it. Right, or if it just stay the same or more, we could say we've seen it fall off before. Again, yep. You're recruiting to a place that can't win a national championship. That can be hard. Mike took it to John. He built on that. You've got now the opportunity to go out there and see if you can do it again. And you have an option. You can go in-house. You can stay in-house. You got options there. Or you can go outside. That's something to be excited about as well as that game. So it's the reality of where you're at right now. There's no question about it. It's a good position to be in if you're Memphis.
I think for the Florida State fans who you know that tweet we read earlier, right? From that, it's just one fan. It's just one crazy person. But like the fact that anybody would think you should shut the program down if you hire Mike Norvell is like to me it just suggests you don't watch college football. You can't watch college football. First of all, Memphis is on TV every other damn week. They've been on ABC four times. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like they're hard to miss this year. So, to me, that just tells me you ain't watching. Because if you're paying attention at what Mike has built, you should be excited about the prospects of getting him as your coach. Because he gets dudes to the NFL. He replaces staff members
right.
at an unbelievable clip. Like, he loses guys to Power 5 jobs. He replaces them. And there's no drop-off. To me, we haven't even made that point yet. We haven't even discussed. Like, that is one hell of a quality to have as a head coach, the ability to identify great people in their jobs. What is not to like about Mike as a head coach? I mean, Florida State fans truly don't deserve him.
I got to ask you this, though, and we were doing a little bit of speculating earlier. You saw the news that Matt Campbell, who's been linked to this job, got the extension over to Iowa State. He seems to be locked in. But if he was the other guy,
mm-hmm.
right, that Florida State was looking at, and Mike's trying to get up that list and get ahead of him,
mm-hmm.
and today you find out, you know, with the contract extension news that, you know, he looks like he was in there. How smart are they if he was the first choice over Norvell?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I like Matt Campbell.
Yeah,
but I, you know, 8-5s at Iowa State. He obviously got the opportunity to improve on a 7-5 this year. 3-9 his first year. I know I run the risk of sounding super biased and super homer here, but I look at Mike's record, right? The couple of 10-win seasons, first time in 11.
Yeah.
And I just like what I see better, John. He's come through in the big games this year.
Yep.
I know every coach has got questions. I just wonder what about Matt Campbell had you liking? What had he done the last 3-4 years at Iowa State? It's been decent. Again, they throw you those 8-5s.
Yep.
You know, they won the Liberty Bowl back in 17. But what about him puts him above Mike? That I question.
Well, I agree with that.
The leaders over at Florida. If, again, I'm speculating here, that was the case. If indeed that he was choice right. one, at least where they are right now, and Norvell was two. What are you thinking?
Well,
again,
I would also tell you, though, that, like, you know, I mean, Mike wasn't necessarily Memphis' first choice, you know?
Oh, I'm fine. Yo, you that know? Happens all the time.
I mean, and we could go through some scenarios where, you know, the first choice didn't get the job. And, you know, so sometimes it works out like that. You know?
Oh, I'm not saying. My point is that he should be the first choice.
Yeah.
My point is that he should be. It's all, John, half the time you don't get the first guy. And a lot of times it works out with the third or the fourth or the fifth. I get that completely. I just wonder what Florida State, what does everybody see so in terms of if that was the case, what they see so much in Matt Campbell that they don't see in Mike. Why Mike, in this case, Matt would be 1A. And Mike would be this if again that speculation ran the way we sort of laid it out. I don't get the 8-5s at Iowa State. I think Norvell's been more impressive.
Right,
he is again. I'm rooting for Florida State to mess this up if they want to, because that just means another sure season of success at Memphis next year. But I just don't get the feeling they're going to do that at this point.
Like, I know I'm going to sound like a little like delusional here, maybe like I'm suffering from hypothermia or something, but this is exciting to me. Like, this is an exciting time, not just because of Memphis being in the position that they're in the championship game and the Cotton Bowl opportunities, but because now they have an opportunity once again to go out and make a really good hire. It excites me. It excites me that they have all of these things working for them. You know, the timing could not be more perfect. you know, you seem to have stability in the athletic department. You got money. You got the facilities. You got the
exposure. You got more money than you had. You wouldn't say you got money.
Well, you're right. Good, fair point. But you got the exposure. You're on ABC four times this month. So if you're going to have a year where you have to make a hire, this is the best possible one. Because you're, and by the way, a lot of those cats are coming back. Kenny Gainwell is only a freshman. You know, so a lot of those playmakers are not necessarily going anywhere.
If Mike leaves, he'll tell Brady to stay. You can't. Can he even transfer again?
Well, he could be a graduate transfer, right? Because he's in the doctorate program at Memphis, right? He's getting his.
He'd have to finish it, I guess.
Well, he could. I think he could leave though. I think he could leave and not have to sit out.
I think there's a way.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if there could be bylaws for him to follow Norvell though. There could be bylaws for that. I'm not sure, though. I have to.
That's the first time. I'm guessing he would tell Brady to stay.
He probably would, though. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Because of what he's going to be able to recruit to Florida State.
Right.
You're going to tell Brady. And you got him back. You got Brady back.
Has there ever been a quarterback that's followed a coach to three different places? Like, has that ever happened in college football in one career? Probably not, right? That'd be the first time it ever happened.
No, you figure that kid's going to be like 24 by the time he's done.
He has
to sit out at some point. He won't have to sit out this as a graduate transfer.
Yeah, but see, I think this, Jason, this time excites me.
If you're Norvell, you tell him to stay. I feel that.
This time is invigorating to me. You know, what is Memphis going to do? Who are they going to turn to if that day comes?
You're just sitting here telling Laird Veach how great he's got it as a job right now. He comes in here and his football and his basketball are operating at a higher level than they've ever operated at together at the same time.
Yes.
And you say that, and he walks right into what's clearly a very important decision.
It is.
If this goes down, don't want to get too far down the road,
right.
But you lose Norvell, you come up on a very important decision very early in your tenure because, again, it will come down to do I go outside and gamble in what's going to be a better pool, best pool of candidates we've ever seen here at Memphis. They all going to want the job. This is a jump-off point right now, Memphis is, and you should be excited about that. Or do I stay in-house with guys who I know get it, right? And get how hard it is to recruit to Memphis and yet have still managed to overcome that and recruit at a high level guys like Ryan Silverfield. So it's a tough decision here early on for Laird Veach. I mean, this ain't gonna be honeymoon's over. If this goes down the way we think it could go down with Norvell, honeymoon's over. You get right to work. That's a big decision. Again, you want to keep it going like this. There's a pressure to keep this thing going. It's been hard to Memphis football ain't just a thing you can. You can just sneeze and it's good every year.
Right.
You got to put work into keeping this thing this good. So it's a big decision coming up for Laird Veach too. Should this go down?
No doubt. So anyway, that's the latest right now with Mike Norvell and Memphis football. Should be a very interesting next couple of weeks. Myron Metcalf going to join us next. We'll talk Tiger basketball with him. He also saw Bronny James and Zaire Way play a game. We'll get to all of that with him and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices. But the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of the special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today. 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now. 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Right now, save 15% on UPS shipping services at your local Staples store.
Plus, Staples has all the supplies you need, like boxes, tape, and bubble roll.
And they're open 7 days a week.
So you ship when you want and save.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In store only, ends 12/28/19. See store for details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You asked which restaurant, and she said,
wherever you want.
Don't kid yourself. She means wherever you want to take her. Make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. From the fabulous aromas of Interim's high-end cuisine wafting from their world-class open kitchen to a decor drawing the who's who of Memphis for the past 13 years.
Interim. Good choice.
Welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. With semi-private and fully private rooms, we have plenty of options for your special holiday event.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Welcome a new year at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica, Tuesday, December 31st. Win up to 2020 B rewards or a new Dodge Challenger and toast the new year with a midnight balloon drop. CB connected for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Metcalf covers college basketball for ESPN. You can hear him on ESPN Radio, and he joins us now. Myron, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Everything is good here in Memphis. It's actually going, if we can be honest, it's going a lot better than we thought it might with no James Wiseman. What's sort of been your assessment of the way that Memphis has looked in his absence?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they had more than James, and I thought we saw them play a chunk without him against Oregon when he had early foul trouble, and that was almost a good win for them, and they came back. Oregon pulled away at the end, but they proved that they could hang with, a top 10 team. So, I think people – this isn't a team that was built around one recruit. I mean, he was the best of them, but there was obviously more talent around him. And I think there has been an opportunity for, Precious, Boogie, and some of the other guys to show, hey, we have some talent as well, and I think this team will be okay. They'll obviously be a lot better once James comes back, but – the Bradleys, the UABs. I'm disappointed as someone who's coming to the Tennessee game that James won't participate in that. Mm-hmm. If you go back and count the days, I believe if they would have sat him at the start of the season and gotten a 9-game suspension, which is pretty much the standard for that, he's back in time to play Tennessee, So this could have been handled much different.
You just wonder, though, how long would they have held it over your head, We'll never know when the NCAA would have told him, well, here's our plan for James, right? Would it have been a D'Souza situation where he sits out the whole year and you're waiting? That's the one part about it, Meyer.
True. I mean, I do think, though, the facts weren't debated in this case, right?
The 11-5 was paid.
He said,
right.
The 11-5 was there. Everyone admitted that this is what happened. So I think that might have expedited it. But I just think in a perfect world, that's kind of what – not in a perfect world, he's allowed to get whatever he wants, right? Because
No doubt.
You should be able to help kids do whatever they got to do. But in a perfect NCAA scenario, he sits at the start here. He's back in time for Tennessee. But I think that's going to be a great test for this Memphis team. You're going to a Tennessee team that is pretty good. How do you play there without James Wiseman? We're going to find out.
We're in this business of kind of the next storyline – but brought it up when the ruling comes down, though, the guys would have to step up. And maybe if you're looking for a silver lining, if you're Memphis, was that, right? That Precious Achiuwa can't have any more 5-4 games. He's going to have to, especially now with Wiseman out. Or with Lester Quinones down the other day, you saw they were out without two stars against NC State. You saw Boogie Ellis have to step up and have, I think it was 18 in the first half. So I just wonder if you think so, too, that it might make other guys, these other young guys, step forward in a way that you're better maybe than you would have been with Wiseman in there. By the time he gets back, that you're actually a better team because of him sitting out. Guys have had to step up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good experience. I mean, guys like Tyler Harris got to come off the bench.
Absolutely.
They got to contribute. Boogie has to be the guy, though, right? I mean, Boogie has to be the catalyst along with Precious. I think if this were a guard coming back, I actually would wonder, okay, man, how does he fit in if Memphis gets pretty good and then he comes back in mid-January? But James will fit right in because he can impact the game in so many ways. But I do think this is a group where you got – anytime young guys can be put in a position where, hey, you've got to show up, I think that's always a good thing because this is a Memphis team that's thinking about March, right? I mean, this is a tournament team that a lot of people think can make a run. So what do you do when there's adversity? Because that's what you'll see in the NCAA tournament. So I do think this is good for some of those guys to get that experience to be placed in those positions. However – James is young too, and they haven't had a chance to play with him. So that's the other element is, does he come back in January and everyone's trying to figure out all over again how to play together? I mean, is Penny going to be coaching essentially a team for the first time in January again because James comes in? So I think that'll be the adjustment as well, how quickly he gets back to contributing and being the way he was before, knowing that these guys have only played 2 games together.
Mm-hmm. Well, so sort of in that same vein, Myron, because like we obviously it's such an awkward situation because like the best piece of this team is not playing. We saw a little bit of what this team could look like with him, but again, it's the first 3 games of the season. So before the season started, Memphis had the 3rd or 4th best odds in the country to win the championship. Do you have a sense, do you have a sense of whether that feels right? I know, again, we haven't seen the full complement necessarily, and there's a lot of games left to play, but do you get the sense from seeing what you've seen that's about right?
With James, I think they're in that category, but I also feel like, for me, I'll just speak for myself, when he comes back in January, I'll reassess this team all over again because I really think you have to.
Yep.
And you have to see kind of how they look once he returns. But the talent is certainly there. And, again, you watch that Oregon game from November 12th, and you'll see a team that doesn't have James Wiseman, I think played 5 minutes in the first half due to foul trouble, and other guys had to step up. And that's a really good Oregon team. And even though I think – I want to say they played – it was a neutral site game in Portland, but it was really a road game. I mean, it was all Oregon fans there. So I thought that was a good showing for that team. Beating a team like NC State, that's a solid win, even an Ole Miss. You go play Tennessee. I mean, this is a team that's proven, hey, we can beat NCAA tournament-level teams even without a James Wiseman. Now you add him, and you end up stepping up in competition. But I just would have loved to see him play Tennessee, you know, this whole group together to see kind of what would happen against another really good team. But we'll just have to wait to see how they're tested once he returns.
Yep, we, of course, talking to Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. How ugly is it going to get, Myron, at Georgetown? I mean, obviously, with sort of everything that's going on, the court documents and things like that, and obviously the dismissals, but also because it's Pat. I mean, it's Patrick Ewing, you know, one of the, if not the most famous alums of that university. And obviously, you know, when Memphis makes a hire like Penny Hardaway, these are things you consider as well. What happens if it gets sideways? So how ugly is it going to get at Georgetown?
Well, I mean, it feels like just the beginning of it. But, you know, two of the guys who were, at least one of them who were allegedly involved is no longer with the team. So I think, you know, the biggest thing will be with the talent they could lose from this and the fact that they've already struggled 4-3, what does this mean for the season? Because I think a lot of people thought year three was the year where Patrick takes the next step and this team maybe finds a way to squeeze into the tournament. You lose Josh LeBlanc and Akinjo and some of these other players who are involved who are still on the team, but everything's kind of pending. This could be a really ugly season. But I do think Ewing is not at any risk. I mean, these are his guys. Yes, kids do silly things, but this is also Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. And I think what he could sell if this ends up being a disaster is cleaning up the culture. You know, you have to do these things in these situations. But it really is a setback for a guy who's supposed to take the next step in year three. And now we're talking about some really, really terrible things that these guys have been accused of from that team.
What have we learned about Juwan Howard? I'm going to raise my hand here and say I was ignorant, Myron. I looked at that one and said, man, they're trying to be Memphis over there. They're thinking that can be like a Penny Hardaway. And I should have known because of the time he spent in the NBA, and he basically should have already been a head coach, that dude obviously comes in there. He's probably already a heck of a coach. How about this start for Juwan Howard? Do you think it means, you know, a greater level? What we've seen so far is sort of a sign that of how big this thing can be under him. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've learned that if you make 43% of your threes, you're going to win a lot of games, right?
Yes, they have a shot at will.
I also think we've learned that holiday basketball is just it's just weird. You know, I think Michigan's a good team. I actually would have made them the number one team in America. No one has a better resume.
Right.
I don't get this idea that Louisville has to be number one. Mm-hmm. They don't have Michigan's resume. So I certainly think we see that this is a guy who, you know, cut his teeth at the next level as an assistant for a long time.
Long time, yeah.
After playing basketball for a long time. We never questioned whether Juwan Howard could teach basketball, coach basketball. We wondered how he would adapt to college basketball, recruiting, and all the pieces that come with that. And he seems to be doing pretty well. But I will say this team is off to a ridiculous start. If tonight they beat Louisville at Louisville, then Juwan Howard, hey, man, you might as well go to the NBA next year because you have done something that no one anticipated. But I do expect them to cool off at some point. They're not going to make 43% of their threes for the season, 60% of their twos. But they are a very good team that can win the Big Ten, that can compete for a top seed. And I think Juwan Howard is just showing that, look, there are guys who may not have a certain look, a certain background, don't have the certain ties to college basketball, who can still coach.
Absolutely.
And maybe it'll encourage other schools to think outside the box.
We are, of course, talking to Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. And you had a piece up at ESPN.com this week, Myron, about your trip to Dallas to see Bronny James and Sierra Canyon High School. They're going to be on the ESPN Family of Networks 12 times the rest of the season. Penny Hardaway was there. I mean, all the big-name coaches were there. What is the scene like? Because it kind of feels like something that we haven't quite seen in this day and age. Maybe the balls are the closest thing to the spectacle. But what was the scene there in Dallas?
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, now, like LaMelo Ball had some moments in some games when they were hot, where you were like gems. I mean, I was in Vegas when LaMelo played Zion's AAU team, and they had to shut down the entire gym. Literally, police came in. Blocked exits, kicked people out, fire code violation. I have never heard of, you guys maybe are different, but I've never heard of an event, an AAU or a high school event, being moved to an NBA arena 2 weeks before the event due to high demand, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you've got to, I mean, it changed everything. Being in Dallas, like the Dallas Mavericks and the American Airlines Center, people came to the event organizer, Glenn Smith, and said, look, what do we need? What do we have to do to get you in our building? So I'm thinking when I get there Saturday, all right, they put it in an NBA arena, 4,000 people maybe instead of 3,000 people show up, 5,000, right? And this thing just kept filling up and filling up and filling up. And I was sitting next to my boy, Jason Jordan from USA Today, and now we're like, dude, you see all these people in these suites? Wait a minute, man, there are people in the nosebleeds. Like, there are way more people than you could have ever anticipated, and the entire lower bowl is full. And then he comes onto the court with Sierra Canyon, and the crowd stands. And it was honestly as if some dignitary, as if some, like, special person was walking into the building, and the entire crowd stood up. I've never seen anything like it, man. You had guys like D-Wade in the front row to see his son, obviously. The rapper Yella Beezy, I've never seen anybody with a son who had a matching diamond necklace as his dad. But he had this, the son had the best diamond necklace, man, other than Yella Beezy, man. It was just like, it felt like a party. It really did. It felt like one big party with a basketball game in the middle of it, man. And it was just, it was intense. And I've gotten a lot of stuff from people who are like, I'm exploiting Bronny. You shouldn't be covering this. Listen, dude, I didn't send this cat to Sierra Canyon. My name isn't LeBron James. That's not my son. I mean, this was a kid who was going to face scrutiny one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I think people are just seeing it for the first time, but there were 12,000 people in that building, and they came to see if LeBron James' kid has the juice, man, and I've never seen anything like it.
Does he have the juice?
Too early to know. I mean, he's playing with a bunch of superstars, right. So it's far too early to know. He looked like a freshman for the most part. Has to work on his strength, has to get, polish his skills. But let's be honest, LeBron James is 6'8", 250 pounds of solid muscle. Does he shoot up to that? I mean, does Bronny become 6'7", 6'8"?
Right.
So there are so many questions. Having a dad who might be the greatest player of all time helps, but I do think he should be allowed to grow at his own pace. As I put in the story, which people accuse me of saying he shouldn't be allowed to do that. If they read the story, they'd see that.
Right.
But I don't think he's going to get that. He's not going to be treated that way. He is going to be treated like LeBron James Jr., the guy that his daddy says, I want to see him in the NBA so we can play together. That's the standard that we're going to be expecting him to reach.
Let me run this one by you. I wondered, Sports Business Journal put out the numbers that the NBA ratings have dropped significantly enough that, 23% of TNT, I think ESPN's down 20%. Just reasons for you. I know a lot of people are jumping on saying China, China, China. You shouldn't have bowed down to China. How much of it is product right now? How much of it do you think is China? What's the biggest factor, do you think, in the dropout? How much just the no Golden State, no Steph, no Clay factor in it? What do you kind of attribute it to?
It just feels like an unlucky year, mm-hmm. In a lot of ways. Zion gets hurt.
That's another thing.
Zion's playing.
Yep.
There's a whole different. I know the numbers about how Zion impacted college basketball's ratings, right?
Absolutely.
If Zion plays, it's a whole different situation. If Golden State isn't hurt, that's still a situation. And it is KD going to the Nets, but if you had Steph and Clay and Draymond and they were playing every night and they were still a good team, they'd still get a lot of ratings. More than half the country lives in one time zone. The Eastern time zone. That matters.
It does.
When you don't have a bunch of stars in that zone, you don't have KD's hurt. LeBron's now on the West Coast. So kind of who carries that? I'm a Milwaukee dude. I love Giannis, but he doesn't move the needle the way a lot of other guys
That's
do.
True.
So
yep.
I just think it's one of those deals where all the talent is in the West and the audience is in the East, and it's just sort of a year where we've been spoiled. We've had Golden State and everybody chased. We've had LeBron versus Golden State for like 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was huge. So now it's different, and I think that's a part of it. I don't think you can make it as simple as something about what happened with China. I'm not smart enough to know about the TV world, but yeah, look at who's out. It's that simple.
No doubt. Hey, Myron, man, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
He is Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. You can hear him on ESPN Radio from time to time. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
If an NCAA investigator comes into town, what are you going to say to the NCAA investigator?
Mr. Fadiq, I'm going to assume this is your first visit to Memphis and forgive you for making the mistake of trying to tell us what's best for us.
Or if some dude from Nashville comes over and...
I'm going to assume this is your first visit to Memphis.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings
Wow.
that are ready-made, ready to go, you can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you, and you can go home with the most beautiful diamond engagement ring that you've ever seen in your entire life.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called Alter Created Diamonds, and what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No, you've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today. 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now. 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators on the lot. That's a talking piece, I'm telling you. Every time I pull up in a Jeep Gladiator, it is the talk of the night. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got those. They got large SUVs. They got compact cars, small SUVs, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you're looking for. They got you out there on the lot, and the price has started just $29.90. They also have one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to help you get in your new vehicle. The car buying experience should be fun, and it always is. It's a good time down at Landers. So go see my friends down at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, landersmemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
It's the holiday season. That means holiday parties. And if you're going to go to one or host one, you're going to need a bottle. And if you're a vodka drinker, this is Gary Parrish reminding you, make it a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, So smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, and that's among the reasons why New Amsterdam Vodka is the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out. They've also got a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please, ask for it by name next time you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, sports fans. This is James Gaddis. If you're looking for the special gift for your special someone, come visit with us. At James Gaddis Jewelers, you will find a gift that she will cherish always and forever. Whether it's earrings, pearls, a watch, or precious gemstones, we can help you find something perfect. Or maybe it's time for diamonds. Diamonds are our specialty, and our selection is extensive, so let us be your holiday headquarters. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar at Mendenhall.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. With more than 20 fresh ingredients, like all-natural adobo chicken, grass-fed steak, and handcrafted guac. Moe's gives you the freedom to create exactly what you're craving. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Ordering online? Just click, and your purchase appears at your doorstep. But the vehicles that move your order, trucks, jets, and ships, create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing algae biofuels that can reduce emissions from all those trucks, jets, and ships by half. The upshot? A future where your deliveries are just as convenient and greener. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Popular days to get engaged, according to science, are Christmas, Valentine's Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, and New Year's Eve. Well, top three are in the next couple of weeks, so it's time to get over and see our man Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got the diamond engagement ring sale going on right now. You can get up to 40% off your engagement ring purchase. Over 300 rings in stock, free financing, easy, no stress, no pressure shopping. So Howie's going to make it fun. He's going to get you a bourbon or a whiskey or a Diet Coke, whatever it is you're looking for. It's going to be a fun time at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
How's my ring look, John? How's my wedding band look?
It looks good.
Beautiful.
I can say I proudly say that I got it from RIJ. Howie took care of me. When you're dealing with your wife's engagement ring, her wedding band, your wedding band, these are important pieces of jewelry. You don't want to go to some big box store in the mall, right, and have somebody you don't know sell you these important pieces of jewelry. You're trying to woo this woman. You're trying to win her for the rest of your life. So go see Howie. Go see somebody you trust. Go see someone you have can have a relationship with. That's Howie and all of his team over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, where there's always bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing. And of course, five locally owned RIJ locations, including the newest one in North Little Rock. You can check them out online at rijewelers.com.
Some good news for the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant has been named the Western Conference Rookie of the Month.
Yeah!
I got a little trivia for you, Jason, before we get out of here on a Tuesday afternoon. Who was the last Memphis Grizzly to be named Rookie of the Month?
OJ. Play.
No. I will give you one more.
Not OJ Mayo?
Mike Conley?
Nope, it is not Mike Conley.
No, it's been since Mike Conley.
Brad took your guess, unless you have one other one. You'll never get it.
I won't?
No.
Vasquez.
No. Grievous Vasquez, no.
Chocolate?
No.
Rudy yet.
It was Nick Calathes in 2014.
Oh. You're right, I never would have gotten it.
Yeah, remember Nick Calathes?
Grecian stood.
Yes, yeah. He, much better over there than he was here, though. He was, I don't know, I mean, that must have been the best month of his life. Because it was all downhill from there.
The dude can play.
He can play.
It just didn't work. You know, he played in your league. Like, he's stud in your league. You know what I mean? Stud in the G League. Stud overseas.
What do you mean, your league?
Your folks' league.
Colonial Park?
Yeah. Like no.
Presbyterian.
Yeah, like that dude going to be at putting up 40 mm-hmm. in that one, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Brandon Clark was a Western Conference Rookie of the Month nominee. So, anyway.
Give it to him next month. He's been so efficient.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can win it.
So, definitely a huge honor for John Morant.
He's on his way to winning Rookie of the Year.
How much time can he take off and still win Rookie of the Year? Can he take a bunch off? Can he split the rest of the season?
You can take these next four road games off and still win it, right, with Zion still not back?
If he's truly week to week and he's going to play, like if he plays 65, 70 games, he should be able to win the award. You know what I mean? Because Zion ain't going to play anywhere close to that.
Yeah. No. I know it was a loss last night. I don't care about them losing the Pacers. I care about Jaren Jackson scoring 31 and kind of bouncing out of his mess.
Yeah. Yep. Always good to see.
Want to see that consistently.
Yep. All right. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Big Ten ACC Challenge. Myron Metcalf talked about it. Juwan Howard got a chance to just make himself a Coach of the Year already if he goes in there and knocks off number one Louisville. That starts tonight over 6:30 on ESPN. The nightcap is Duke versus Michigan State, so a good one there as well. Big Ten ACC Challenge over on ESPN tonight.
I am into Christmas movies. Are you guys into Christmas movies?
I will watch A Christmas Story over and over.
Is that the one with the kid with the older?
Red Rocket says fudge on the changing the tire.
So they're starting to trot out some of these movies on the various channels.
Uh-huh.
The one that is on my list that I like, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, is pretty good. I'm going to watch that. That's on AMC
tonight.
That's
the one where the squirrel gets in the tree, right?
The lights. Good. It gets into the lights and it.
Runs all over the house.
Yeah. So
that was still one of the funnier ones. That one where they went out to Vegas.
Vegas Vacation wasn't their best.
Yeah, that one lost me a little bit.
National Lampoon is not. That's not my flavor.
You're not into that comedy.
Some of them were funny.
You're not a Chevy Chase fan.
Rusty and all them.
That's a little before your time, John.
I simply do not understand the humor.
That's a bit of an old school humor thing going on.
I put National Lampoon in the same box as Seinfeld. Don't get it.
Very trite though. Like in Vacation, when they roll through St. Louis, the guy they steal all the hubcaps. Yeah. Like they're very old jokes.
I was a heathen kid back when I was watching that growing up, and I used to unfortunately have a thing for Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, she looked good in the day.
Yeah, I'll back you up on that.
I'm pretty sure we saw her naked at a young age.
I think she might have been nude in one of those. Yep.
I was bored over Thanksgiving break, and one of the things that I did to pass the time was I Googled the whitest shows of all time.
Yes.
Seinfeld was number one.
Of course.
Friends was in the top five.
Friends is there.
Also, Frasier. Frasier was a white-ass show. I will be obviously taking out Bradley in Memphis tonight.
Didn't have anybody black in Cheers, which for Frasier.
No, Cheers was on the list as well.
It was all white as well. Diverse soul in Cheers.
Of course, based out of Boston, so go figure.
Racist town, what can you say?
Yeah.
I'll be taking out Bradley in Memphis tonight. Obviously, Memphis is a 12.5-point favorite.
That could be closer than you think. That's like y'all said, that's a decent team.
They're not a scrub team. You know, it's not UIC. I mean, Memphis should take care of business.
It was a tournament team.
MVC team.
You definitely do have to take them seriously, and I think that's what Penny Hardaway said at his press conference, or not his press conference, but his radio show last night. They're not to be taken lightly. I agree with that. I mean, they're a tournament team from last year. They're a solid team, but you are at home, and that means you should take care of business tonight against the Bradley Braves as you get ready for Tennessee. Next week. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Myra Metcalf. Thanks to Clay Travis. Thanks to Barry Jones for joining us on the show today. Giannato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices. But the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
That's that crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.